Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's podcast. My name is Alan and together we're taking a look at the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is teaching the hordes of people that have gathered around him what the kingdom looks like, feels like, tastes like. And yesterday we discussed anger, and we read about lust and divorce. Today's passage, chapter 5, verse 33 to 48, covers the topics of speaking plainly and honestly, compensation, revenge, and the response God's kingdom people give to those who would do us harm. Remember, Jesus isn't trying to rewrite the law and the prophets, God's will revealed to the Israelite people over hundreds of years before. He's describing the characteristics of a child of God. He's describing the Jesus life, the kingdom life. And it's a transformation of the heart that God wants to fashion in us by enabling us to partner with the Spirit. This shouldn't make us feel guilty and inadequate, a failure, no. But it may reveal to us that we still have a long way to go journeying with Jesus. So let's take a look at another facet of the kingdom lifestyle, Matthew 5, verses 33 to 34 and 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Words and promises. It's easy to read these words and think that I don't make oaths and vows. Well, vows, that's reserved for marriage. And if I'm married, I think I'm doing okay. And if I'm not, well, it doesn't really apply to me. Tick. So, Jesus, what's next on the list? But let's look a little deeper. What would we be trying to do if we were to take an oath or make a vow? Surely it has something to do with trying to convince the person that we're talking to that what we say is true, to persuade, or even, dare I say it, to manipulate the other person. I remember being at school and someone opening a packet of sweets. Go on, give me one. And here it comes. I'll be your best friend. Now everyone knew that that was tosh. It was a phrase thrown around to try and get what we wanted. There was going to be no change to the status of our relationship. Little me engaging in the dark arts that Jesus is rooting out here. The little lies and half-truths said to manipulate others. Of course, I don't use the same language now. I don't remember the last time that I used the phrase, go on, I'll be your best friend. But maybe I'll dig it out and give it a try with some of the team here at church over lunch. But we still do it. It may be way more sophisticated. We may not as readily recognize it, but it's there all the same. In the current Brexit negotiations, there's been an outcry at the government's intention to pass a law which would look to go back on a promise they made to the European Parliament. Are they guilty of saying what was needed to get their own way, promising something, and then not following through? Now, I'm not passing judgment or trying to be political here, because we all do the same thing. We can keep our thoughts to ourselves because we fear the response. We can say what we think others want to hear. We can use flattery or adopt a tone of voice. Dad, yeah, how much do you want? We can nag. We can serve others to try and get our own way and curry favour. We can give gifts. We can try and secure our position, and we can try and avoid the elephant in the room, although it's hard to socially distance when the elephant is taking up so much space. Jesus says no to all of this. He says that in our dealing with others, we need to engage in plain speaking, truth-telling, openness, honesty. No politics, no kicking the can down the road. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Now, Tom is our interim leader, and he's really good at speaking plainly, addressing what needs to be addressed, exposing the elephants that sneak into meetings. But there is a new sheriff in town, a new boss, and it would be easy to slip into trying to say the right thing, to flatter, to try and secure my position, to play a political game. But what would be gained? I simply want to be where God wants me to be. My security needs to rest in Him. And I'm determined to simply let my yes be yes and my no be no, at work, at home with my wife, with my kids, with our neighbours, with our friends, and trust the future to our Father who loves us and has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. Now I know I've got a way to go, and I hope others will call me out when I don't get this right. But anything else, Jesus says, is from the evil one. So I'll finish this morning with a Message translation of Jesus' words in verse 48. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Your kingdom subjects, now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others, the way God lives to you, towards you. Let's pray. Father, as we read the Sermon on the Mount again, we're struck by just how much room there is for us to grow. Today we recognise that we don't always speak openly and plainly for fear of what reaction we might get. Help us to simply let our yes be yes and our no be no. Do a work in our hearts, Lord, and do a work in our mouths. Help us to grow up and mature in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's reading is Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 48. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore. Every heart that is broken. Great.